is Rosine Angbanzan. She is with the Colorado Department of Health, where she is an HAI epidemiologist.
Hi. I'm honored to be here this afternoon and share my work that I do with the Colorado Department of Health. Colorado is among the 10 states in the nation to conduct both population-based surveillance through the Emerging Infection Program, EIP, and facility-specific surveillance through the National Healthcare Safety Network, NHSN database for Clostridium difficile. Over the last 5 years, we use the CDPH Public Guidance Toolkit for NHSN data validation for other metrics. We run into some issues, one of them being facility selection. Facilities were repeatedly being selected in our validation studies, which brought some concern from the facilities and also some pushback. So our program also, because of the limited resources, prevented us to validate metric on an annual basis. And given that surveillance is, Clostridium difficile surveillance is common for EIP and NHSN, we asked ourselves whether it was possible to validate NHSN data using data in EIP, and if doing so will alleviate burden for both internal and external facilities. We use the NHSN Guidance Toolkit to validate CDEF data reported in NHSN from January to December 2015. Algorithm based on standardized infection ratio and expected number of infection are used to select facilities. We requested CDEF line list from the laboratories, which should give it to us on affordable format. We then schedule site visit with IPs at each selected hospital. Before the site visit, we print each NHSN lab ID event form for each selected specimen. During the site visit, we start by administering a questionnaire to the IP to gauge knowledge of NHSN protocol and learn also about surveillance processes at the facility. We compare the abstracted record with NHSN lab ID event form and denote any discrepancies. At the end of the visit, we hold an exit interview with the IP where we present findings, describe discrepancies, provide education, and ask them to correct data in NHSN when needed. 20 facilities were selected, 15 participated, and 5 were unable to participate because they could not provide us with a sortable line list. 9 of the participating facilities were also in EIP. 339 charts were reviewed, 54 of which did not meet NHSN criteria. Of the 285 that met NHSN criteria, 15 were non-reportable in NHSN as they should have been. The second method that we used was matching NHSN data to data in EIP. In Colorado, our confer rights to NHSN data do not allow us to have certain identifiers such as last name and medical record number. So for us to obtain those identifiers, we first match the data with the variable, the validation line list obtained from the laboratories, and we use the CDEF line list with the last name to match it then with the EIP data. And all the unmatched cases were investigated as to why they were unmatched with each other database. two assumptions were made for this method. The first one is that all NHSN Lab ID events should be in EIP unless they were out of the catchment area or was from patients under 1 year of age. Second, all NHSN Lab ID events collected from the emergency or observation units are missing from NHSN line list because of our conferred rights. We receive validation line lists from 9 hospital laboratories. 2,516 were on the validation line list and 1,886 were in NHSN, totaling 2,680 cases, of which 1,722 were matched. 164 cases were not found on the validation list, of which 160 were from just one single hospital. Of the 1,722 cases that were not matched, that were matched in with the last name, 1,612 matched cases in EIP, 927 cases in EIP could not be matched with cases in NHSN. We investigated all the unmatched cases, as I previously said, and here is what we found. Of the 927 unmatched cases, 390 were collected in the ED. Another 25% were collected from other outpatient locations, and 3 were from patients under 1 year of age. Of note, we found 46 non-reported to NHSN, while the validation toolkit found only 15. Of the 110 cases in NHSN but not in EIP, 43% were due to misspelling of names. Another 32% were not in EIP because the patient's address was outside the catchment area. 14 had discrepant specimen dates, and 11 were not reported to us by laboratories. 11 of those cases were, again, from just one single hospital. Another 3 were just missed by our staff. We found 3 times more non-reported cases with matching to EIP method as opposed to the toolkit method. 164 cases did not appear on the validation line list. 160 of those were just from one hospital. 11 CDEF cases in NHSN had not been reported to the EIP program, and again from just one hospital. What we found is that each method were able to identify non-reported lab ID event in NHSN. However, each has their own advantages. With the toolkit validation, we were able to harness more detail about surveillance processes at each facility, provide on-site education to IPs, and more importantly, foster a working relationship with those IPs. With the matching to EIP method, allow us to evaluate all reported NHSN lab ID events, reduce the volume of site visits and number of charts to be audited, and creating, therefore, less burden for our internal staff and also the staff at the facility. In addition, we found that this method will be easy to be replicated in subsequent year. One noteworthy finding was the identification of incomplete line lists provided by 2 major Colorado hospitals. We discovered some benefits of using population-based surveillance data, like that of EIP, to supplement NHSN toolkit validation efforts. We recommend using both methods in order to reduce the number of site visits and charts to be reviewed. We also learned that this combined methodology can help us assess the data quality for both surveillance systems and potentially help us implement an annual validation while decreasing the burden for both internal and external staff. We had some limitations for these studies, and one of them being that only the cases in the validation line list were able to be matched for a last name so we can later match it with the EIP. Another limitation is the validation was conducted by only one auditor, who therefore was not blinding to the status, the infection status of the case. And we had some of the laboratory that did not provide collection location in the line list. And it made the process very tedious and time consuming. Thank you.